The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
Me, Tom Allen. Hello.
Now, we are coming to you on Monday evening.
Yes.
Monday the 16th of February.
Yes.
We're recording today.
Different lighting.
It's nighttime. Mm. Normally we record on Tuesday mornings, but Tom, why can't we record tomorrow?
Well, because it's my first day of rehearsals on Titanic.
West End Wendy
over here. Firstly, Susie, thank you for making this change to our long-established schedule.
Tom, it is my pleasure.
I appreciate it. I thought, well, it'll be nice to check in with the like-minded friends before, you know, this exciting and, I'll say, a little nerve-wracking adventure.
Sure. I was with Laura Checkley and her wonderful wife, Claire, this weekend, and there were a group of musical theatre people that we were doing a fun queer quiz.
Oh, yeah.
And Laura referred to them all as the Turns. Oh, they're all a table of turns. And so I might start referring to you as a turn. How do you feel about that?
I would love to be referred to as a turn.
Yeah.
I think we do get referred to as turns without perhaps us realising.
Yeah, it's very old-fashioned, isn't it?
Mm, the turns. I think probably it's sort of what they then say talent now, which seems always a bit immodest, isn't it? Like they go, yeah. Oh, the talent doing this.
Talent has arrived.
The talent has arrived.
And you think, oh, fuck.
Yeah, who's that then?
I hope someone else is here. Do you think it comes from sort of vaudeville days when people literally did a bit?
Yes, I think it's probably got a bit of the old music hall about it, yeah.
Which, of course, now I'm a huge fan of.
Which I know you're. I think, yeah, do a comic turn, do a musical turn.
Yes, a turn, yes.
Yeah. Oh, go on. You'll do it. Was it that you took your turn to do it? I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
Mm.
Could be.
Could
but
be.
But Tom, now last week we spoke about what you're going to wear to rehearsals.
Yes.
Have you thought any more about that?
Well, Alfie's going to choose me an outfit now because I just can't decide. Because
sure.
I don't know whether to wear a soft-soled shoe.
A soft-shell crab.
Or a soft-shell crab. It's been a real nightmare.
Well, you've got to remember to use the white and the brown meat.
That's it. That is it.
And you've always said that.
I've always said that with a soft shell crab. I just don't know, Suze. I just don't know.
I think a pair of leggings and an oversized Cats the Musical t-shirt.
Oh, that would be perfect. Okay, I'll wear that.
Yeah, because you've obviously got that in your armory.
You know I have. Oh my goodness, I remember those days. That was such a chic time. Do you think the leggings should be shiny?
If possible.
Yeah, those ones that were very much for a moment.
And maybe you should wear a jock strap.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that you're not showing anything that you don't want to show.
God.
Tom's got his head in his hands.
Okay, that's okay.
Because all the boys wear boxes, don't they? That's what they call them, boxes.
Is that right?
I think so. They wear the boxes so that...
things, Susie.
Well, you must for the ballet.
Mm. to keep it all in place.
All your bits together, all your bits and bobs.
Yes,
different for drag queens, of course, they have to tuck it.
Yes, of course. Gosh, it's so complicated, isn't it?
It really is.
All these things to think about. But I am excited, but also, like anyone starting a new job or anything new, I am a little bit...
Shitting yourself?
Well, yeah, in a good way. In a fun way.
So like you've had food poisoning, but like on a yacht.
Yeah, exciting. Look at the view. But then I'm excited about seeing everyone. I don't know if I'm going to meet the whole company tomorrow on the first day. I think it's
company.
Mainly... Company! With the resident director and I think the associate MD. And so I guess we'll be going through it all a bit. But I had a lovely chat with them today and they said it was just very calm. They're very, very calming to me. But of course, I'm walking into a company that's already quite, you know, very experienced.
Well, that is sort of why it's like joining a job.
Yes.
Because everyone's already got everyone's got their roles.
Where do I fit in?
Yeah.
So what if I make mistakes, fall over?
But you own it.
But you burst into tears. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And that too. But also, I guess with these turns, they've often been that person.
I suppose they're used to it.
That's come into a show.
Yes.
Because I think they do change the cast quite a lot in Titanic, don't they?
I think they've had a couple of recasts.
I had a look through, because of course I booked tickets. Oh, 27th of March, if any other like-minded friends are going that night. Please. And I looked at the cast and I saw there were some people that were the same, but most people were different to the first time that I saw it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you know that everyone has been in that position.
They all know what it's like. Yes. And I suppose it's an unusual thing because being in a company like this, I mean, I haven't, you know, worked like this for a number of years, really. Probably.
Well, since you did your Alan Turing play.
Exactly that, 20 years ago.
Is it 20 years since that?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So... I don't know. I just think it's a new challenge, which I'm excited about. But of course, the night before is always an apprehensive time.
Yes. Are you going to start steaming your voice?
Oh my goodness, it's a thing, isn't it? And warming up.
I mean, I don't know if you follow any of the people on Instagram. I follow a girl that is the understudy for Alphaba on Broadway. And she always records her days when she gets the call to say she's on that day.
Oh, I bet.
And so she'll take you through like... warming up and like doing her vocal thing. She'll go for a walk, she'll do, and it's really fascinating. And then she goes all the way to like walking to the stage and then you'll show her in green.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I think that must be such a difficult job, mustn't it? Being like an understudy or a swing understudy. Like, how do you know it all?
How you know all the parts. Yeah, for people that don't know, a swing is someone that learns sometimes four roles.
Yeah.
And I guess in some casts you'd be in the chorus the rest of the time.
I think that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
But then I think for some shows, you just... Do you think you have to go to the theatre and then you're sort of freed at 7:35? Or it might even be after the interval.
I think you have to stay till the second act. So you're always in that state of like, is it now? Is it today?
Yeah. That must be quite stressful.
Well, I think they must learn to be quite calm about it, sort of,
I guess. I suppose that's just part of the job.
I think it's extraordinary skill, isn't it? So many talented people.
Yeah. I remember thinking that when I went to drama school.
She trained, you know, she trained.
But you are sort of one of the best people in sort of your little area or in your college.
Oh, yeah.
And you sort of go, well, I'm very good at this. And then you go to drama school and you're like, oh shit, loads of people are really good at this. But I suppose it's the same with people that go off to a fancy university. You go, well, I'm used to being, I'm used to getting the highest grades.
Yeah.
And then you go to, you know, one of the top ones and you go, oh no, everyone here is the cleverest in their year. Everyone got A stars.
Yes, I guess that's it. That's a good life lesson, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Learning to be, I don't know, well, like you say, just yourself, owning it, what your thing is.
Mm.
And I suppose, you know, that's something to bear in mind, isn't it?
Of course.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Are you going to listen to the chorus line on the way tomorrow? I hope I get it. God, I hope I get it. How many people does he need? How many boys? How many girls?
Yes, I probably will listen to that. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to get a nice train tomorrow and walk across town. It's not too far. And then be at the theatre for 10. And then...
Oh, do you rehearse in the theatre?
Yes, I'm in the theatre.
In the theatre.
I don't know if there'll be zip-zap-boying immediately.
Who knows? It's hard to say.
Actor warm-up games. Who knows?
I imagine they do a cast warm-up on the stage.
They do, yes. They do, which whenever I've seen that or been adjacent to anything like that, I always find it quite nerve-wracking. In fact, I think that's the most frightening bit of it in my mind at the moment.
Really?
Just the idea of everyone else knowing what sort of warm-up they're going to do or how to warm up. I suppose I've got a bit more experience now at warming up my voice. But
also you might just go in with someone else and do it together.
Yeah, so I'll probably just say to them, I'm really scared about knowing what to do in the warm-up. Please help me.
And they'll say, please don't worry.
They'll say, please get out.
Oh, do you know what this has just reminded me of? When we did our live show in London, we received a very lovely letter, which I've got right here, from a like-minded friend. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
I've got it right here. And he said that he was the... Welcome to the Duchess. Forgive my literary interruption of your dressing room. I'm Ed. I'm one of the understudies in the play that goes wrong. And I had to write when I heard that you were going to be here. So Ed knows what it's like. Ed, do let us know.
Oh, yes. Let us know what to expect.
Let Tom know what to expect and what he should do for his warm-up. Ed, if you could write in this week, that'd be great.
Because I do. Yeah, I would like to know that, Ed, because that was lovely to get that message when we got to the Duché.
Yes.
The Duché Theatre.
Duché Theatre.
Yes. And to know, well, of course, you know, everybody's been new sometimes and everybody's going through these things. But yeah.
But it is that frightening thing of going, it's like joining a gym class.
Oh my goodness. I did that once. Oh my, I went some sort of like, some, not legs, bums and tums, but it was something like that, where it was like weightlifting, but in a class. And this woman just started up and just started going, okay, do this, do that. And I was like, wait a second. I've never been here before.
Hey, excuse me, Sheila.
Excuse me. Sheila. Excuse me.
Linda, please.
Brenda, can you just slow down a minute?
For fuck's sake, Brenda.
Like, some of us are newbies here, Brenda. And I did that. And then this man came, and it was all old women in the class.
In the cast.
In the cast. I'm obsessed with theatre. In the class. And they all knew exactly what to do, all these old girls. They were all pumping iron.
Well, of course, they go every week.
Yeah. Well, and then this man came over and said, oh, you'll never be as strong as these old women.
Oh.
I thought, that's not kind. No. I, just because I've got feminine wrist.
Did he mean emotionally?
Yes, he meant that as well, because I was crying.
Do you know what these women have been through?
I was like,
they were
God.
In the WI before it was the WI.
Yes, I got quite upset about it. You know, because sometimes they are a bit like that. And I know you just got to throw yourself in, but if you're in any way self-conscious, you can feel quite, you know, that angry, you know, that feeling when... You just feel like you're going against your instinct, like your inner self.
Yes.
Like, no, you can't do this. You're like, I don't know what to do. It really returns you to childhood.
Yeah, I think that lots of people will relate to this because I think having a new job is just scary.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we are used to that because we do always turn up at gigs. And when you do a telly show, you just go and do one episode of it.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're on their turf and you've got to just sort of work out how to be you on their turf.
Well, that was, I remember when I first did Mock the Week, I think it was, I knew I was like so nervous, but I just had to like almost physically battle that inner voice and go,
yeah,
no, just speak, just say something, anything.
Just get a laugh and relax.
Because once you've spoken, it's fine, but it's just that initial moment of saying something.
And then
it feels so overwhelming.
often you're on those shows with people that have done that lots.
Yeah, their whole career, for example.
Yeah, I did Sunday Brunch yesterday.
Oh, yes. How was it?
It was lovely. And it was the first time ever that I felt very at home. I think it's the third time I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe the fourth time. And I thought, oh, I get how to do this now. But I think you feel so nervous when you... And someone that I was on it with said, oh, you really know what you're doing. And I thought, I really don't. I really don't.
It's a show though, doesn't it?
But, you know, think of all those shows that you've done.
Oh, yeah.
Where you've turned up. It's just a different thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as I say, I think if you're wearing a Cats t-shirt, they'll know you mean business.
They'll know I'm serious, right?
Yes.
That's how I'm going to let them know with my jazz shoes.
Why don't you say that you used to be the Rum Tum Tigger?
Is that, that's the character, isn't it?
Yes. Different to the Rum Tum Tugger, which is...
And do you know what I always think of is, I don't really know what the song is now because I've forgotten it from Cats, but whenever
Midnight.
But whenever I see Angelica Bell, I always sing that to the, because Angelica Bell.
Yes.
What is that film and show about?
Oh, a load of old cats.
It's a load of old cats, isn't it?
It's mad that it's successful.
It's kind of extraordinary, isn't it? You know,
that people went, yeah, this is it. This is the show.
That's the show people want. This is what they need.
What they want is some T.S. Eliot poems.
Yes, that's it, isn't it?
Made into... But musicals are weird. I mean, we've spoken about this before.
Mm, mm.
But when I was in my years of being very into dancing and very into musical theatre and going every week to my...
These years are now.
Those heady days when I was going every Thursday to an Amdram Society.
Oh.
The show that was in the West End and that everyone became obsessed with was Whistle Down the Wind.
Whistle Down the Wind.
Do you know that show?
Let your voices carry.
Because the plot of Whistle Down the Wind.
Oh, isn't it? There's a film, a Hayley Mills film.
Oh, is there? Probably.
I think it's Hayley Mills. My mum always...
Yes, I think you might be right. But it's... Okay, I've just pulled it up. Three innocent Lancashire farm children, Kathy, Nan and Charles.
Confusing to have a child called Nan, isn't it?
Nan, yeah. Who discover an escape wounded murderer hiding in their barn.
Oh, yes.
When asked who he is, the fugitive exclaims, Jesus Christ, leading the children to mistake him for the second coming and protect him from the authorities.
Wow.
That's a nuts idea for a musical, isn't it? Isn't it mad that that was the musical that I was like, I love it.
Well... I guess it's the age-old tale of, you know.
Someone pretending to be Jesus Christ.
In a barn in rural Lancashire. But it's one of those classic film stories, I think, because of the film as well. I don't know what the history of the film, like, was it a novel before?
Probably.
Because I always think a weird one, a lot of those ones from the 50s, I think, were quite weird, like Hello, Dolly.
Yeah, what's Hello, Dolly about?
Well, I don't know.
Does anyone know?
Well, I mean, we went to see it and it was great, but I did think, like, what is her character? She's sort of a fixer, this Dolly character. So if you want your carpets cleaned, Dolly will know someone. But also if you want someone to get married to, Dolly will know someone. I couldn't really work out what she does. And it all sort of builds up to basically the one when she goes to the restaurant. That's like the big moment. She walks into a restaurant and everyone goes,
hello, well, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Yes, hello, Dolly. And then it all goes so trippy and they end up there's people in prison in the restaurant. It's like a sort of fever dream.
And then everyone went, yes, this is the show.
Because I was, you know, Charlie Baker?
Yes.
He is a big friend of the show. Big,
and he's a West End Wendy.
He's a West End Wendy and a half. Oh, he doesn't know about musicals isn't worth knowing.
And a tapper.
Oh, is he a tapper? Oh, he's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful performer.
Wonderful guy.
Wonderful guy. And he was explaining to me, I think I'm right, a lot of these musicals like Oklahoma that go on for slightly too long and they'll have like a ballet in the middle. It's because people didn't want to go home. So they just made them really long.
Oh, really?
I think that's what he said.
Well, my dear friend Laura was in now, what was it? The Wind, no, not The Wind in the Willows.
Oh.
Oh gosh, what was it? What's the really famous, Gone with the Wind?
Oh yeah.
The musical.
Oh.
That I think was Trevor Nunn in the West End.
Ooh.
She was in it straight after drama school.
Wow.
And the first dress was something crazy, like 4.5 hours. They were like, we have to cut this show. They had to cut so much. They had to cut characters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
And she stayed in it. But I think it was, like the longest show. But there are shows that have sort of two intervals, aren't there? And you think, oh, come yeah. on. Surely oh. we can get this done in one. Some Shakespeare plays have like four acts.
Oh, oh I know. What great naps I've had during those. Yeah.
Even in The Groundlings.
Standing
napping. Standing. Like a horse.
Like an absolute, like a horse. I'll sleep there, standing up. I mean, I don't know. I've never been somebody who can concentrate for that long. Is that
yeah.
a sign of the times?
Maybe that's why they put the numbers in.
I think you might be
get
right.
Get the tap shoes out, wake everyone up.
Yeah, 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 basically.
That's but the thing. They should have more tap in Shakespeare.
If they only did.
If they had a tap solo in Pericles.
Oh, because sometimes in the comedies, they'll have like a big dance number at the end, won't they? But,
yeah.
but they have to wait till right to the end to get to that. And I just think, ugh. What's going on now? More talking. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Well, listen, you'll know everything tomorrow.
Well, thank you for your soothing, comforting words. I stand in solidarity with anybody who started a new job recently or is about to start a new job.
Mm.
That sort of feeling of like, oh, I don't know what it'll be like. And you sort of have those anxiety dreams. Of course, I've had those where I'm on stage on the first night and I haven't been to any rehearsals.
Oh, yeah, of course. And you just sort of try and wing it.
You try and wing it and think that no one will notice.
But I've had that with tour shows with dreams where I've got where I've had a dream before the tour begins and I've not done the work. I've had dreams where I've been standing side stage and of course we do our own announcements and we go, please welcome to the stage me, or you know, and then and as I'm saying it, all I'm thinking is I don't know what I'm going to do when I get out there and I've got an hour and a half to fill.
Oh my goodness. But somehow the dream teaches us that
Teaches you to practice.
It teaches us to practice, yeah.
You've got to practice.
You gotta.
How do you get to Radio City? No, is it Radio City? How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
But my friend Alexa and I just apply that to everything now. Like,
oh, really?
How do you get to the M25? Practice.
Practice. Well, again, true though. You know, driving's difficult.
Yes, practice and. That's a reason.
And Lord knows, you don't practice.
I don't practice. I don't drive, really. So, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. And I used to have dreams about driving, actually. Yeah.
Did you?
Anxiety dreams. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't do it. You don't need to.
Don't do it. I just jump on the train. Obviously, don't leave quite enough time to get to the station.
Of course. Run. Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Sweaty back.
Why is it when you run for something, you don't sweat at the time, but afterwards, do you find this? It's just like,
yeah.
It's like the 5-10 minutes afterwards I'm sweating. I'm like, well, I don't need, why is this happening now?
When I was doing my book, a psychologist told me that one of the reasons you sweat is a evolutionary thing. First of all, to sort of get rid of all the water in your body. And secondly, then you're slippery.
Oh.
So the predator can't catch you.
Goodness me.
The predator in that scenario being the train guard.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, Father Time.
Oh my gosh. Tom, talking of train guards, I cried this week.
What?
At a train station.
Susie, why?
So I'd got to Victoria, I'd bought my ticket and it wouldn't download. And I said to the lady, I'm really sorry. As you can see, I've bought a ticket. The QR code thing won't download, but can I go through? And she said, no.
Oh, no.
And I said, please. She said, go to the end of the, go outside in Victoria and download it. There's bad signal in here.
Go outside and think about what you've done.
I thought, well, that's not really my fault. And I said, please, I needed to get back to pick up the baby from grandma's. And she wouldn't let me through.
Oh.
And I just watched the train leave. And so I just cried. And then I got all uppity and was very cross. I got sad and then cross. And then a lady said to me who worked, I'd got through by this point. And then a lady said to me, are you okay? Who worked there? And I said, I've just had a really horrible experience. A very nice lady spoke to me.
Yeah.
And I said, I've just had a really bad experience. And I explained to her what happened. She said, oh, that doesn't seem fair. Would you like to speak to the manager about it? And I said, yes, I would.
Yes, I would. Karen. Karen, yes.
Anyway, got taken to the manager's thing. It was the fucking woman that wouldn't let me through.
Oh, Suze, that's so funny.
And I was so embarrassed. And I said, well, I just think it's very rude. And she said, well, it's not my fault. You need to send an email to the, I'm just doing my job. Wow. And I said, well, I hope that you're not in a hurry for anything soon and that you don't need the kindness of a stranger.
Good for you. Good for you.
And then the nice woman came over to me again and said, you should write that letter because that was really unfair that she did that.
Gosh, she was quite involved, wasn't she?
Anyway, now she's moved in.
She's moved in. I feel like she maybe just didn't like her manager.
Listen, we don't know, do we? We don't know.
We don't know the ins and outs. But I do think as well, you know, I think London is particularly like this sometimes, that there's so many rules and so little kind of space for, you know,
well, humanity. To give you an idea, just a couple of days later, I was going through a different train station and I was with my daughter and I said to her, darling, we just have to wait for a moment so that I can get the ticket before we go through. And the man said to me, oh, I can just tap you through if I can see you. I can see you're buying the ticket. That's fine. I'll just tap you through so that you two can get through.
Oh, yeah.
And I was obviously buying the ticket. Anyway, it just made me so cross because I don't know whether you've seen this at Victoria, but very frequently some men and I'm sure women will just push through the barriers.
Oh, absolutely.
And I thought, but I've bought a ticket.
Yes.
And the people would just look the other way.
Yeah.
It's like a big person bothered, that they can't. Yeah. And I just thought, how rude. How very rude.
Well, it's funny, those things. I'm sorry you were crying. That's terrible. But I mean,
well, it was just, it was more the it was because I was late to pick her up, but then also because I felt really embarrassed.
Yeah. Well.
And you know what helps when you're embarrassed? Public crying.
Crying is the best remedy.
Yeah. People just love to see it.
Well, I do understand that I've had, you know, you sort of feel like someone's just like, no.
Yeah.
Very kind of, I don't know, unhelpful.
Aren't we all just people?
All just people. Isn't there space for a little me?
Well, it's like when people arrive late at tour shows. There's a moment where I say people can come in after this thing has happened, just so the show's sort of up. But I would never be, I sometimes will say, come on in, why are you late? And people will sometimes go, ooh.
Oh.
And I'll always say, no, I'm late sometimes.
Yeah.
It's horrible being late. Don't worry about it.
That's a nice way of dealing with it, Suze.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's okay. But why the fuck are you late? No. but do you know what I mean? You just think people are just trying.
Well, I remember that. Actually, in Italy once, I remember being on holiday as a teenager. I went with my mum and my brother and I wanted to go to the Roman ruins at Herculaneum. Didn't want to go to Pompeii, too mainstream.
Have you read the book? I've just read the book.
Of what?
Pompeii.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, the Robert Harris book. Yeah, I read that. Yeah. It's quite long.
Oh, okay.
and I didn't know how it was going to end.
what a resounding recommendation there.
No, you know, Alice loved it. It was slightly harder for me.
Okay.
Sure. But I'm sure it's brilliant and lots of people enjoy it. And I also think he doesn't need my endorsement.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But still, But I remember running for the train and the train guard, and I hadn't bought a ticket, and the train was like, don't worry, just get on. And I was like, you sure? He's like, yeah, just get on. And then he, I don't know if he said it as directly as this, but he said, you'll just buy it on the train. And I was like, yeah, perfect. Rather than missing trains because we're assumed we're like cheats because we haven't bought a ticket.
Yes.
He's like, well, no, I just want to get on the train.
No, it wasn't like I had, you know.
Yeah.
you know, I wasn't like drunk.
No, for once.
For what? Yeah.
I'm sure the crying did lots to dispel that notion.
Yes, because
of course.
Sure. The fact that I was drinking from a glass bottle of wine wasn't helpful. You know, I appreciate that.
I get it.
Sure.
Your life is hard sometimes, and sometimes when it catches you unaware, I don't know if you find that if someone's like abrupt or abrasive or a little bit unsympathetic.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Why can't we just be nice to each other? You know.
There you go.
No, I'm sure everyone has stressful times, stressful days, but you know, it's nice to be nice, isn't it?
Right, Tom.
Sorry.
I'm very aware of the time. I feel like you need to go to bed. You need to get your beauty sleep.
Oh, I'm worried about going to bed. I won't be able to sleep. I don't think, Suze.
Yeah, you will be fine.
Because
it's just rehearsals.
Just rehearsals, guys.
But don't do that thing that we've so often done, where we've gone, oh my God, I would love to do that thing. And then you get it. And the day that you get it is the best day.
And then?
Because then the stress comes in. Find a way to love all of it.
Yeah absolutely.
Own the anxiety.
Yeah.
Welcome the anxiety as a friend.
Do it with a good heart, my dad would always say.
Oh, yes, your dad would say that.
I think I said this before.
But I love it. It's a good reminder.
Because I said, I don't like doing maths. I'm no good at it. And he said, well, you've got to do it whether you like it or not. So you may as well just do it with a good heart, a sort of positive attitude. And I did. And actually, I grew to quite like maths, actually.
And now, Tom's retraining as an accountant.
I'm going to be, I'm into coding now.
Listen, we'll touch base next week, won't we?
Well, I look forward to telling you all about it, whether I will be employing my mix voice or not. That's a big
little mix
voice. Yes.
Right.
And thank you again to the person who informed me about the break in one's voice as well. The like-minded friend who messaged in. I've been researching that.
Yes, it's
been
very helpful.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, listen. Right. If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
You through the week. Okay, everyone.
All right, then. Bye, dear.
Bye.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.